such a mean, you always pull back in the shell?
Some people call them Highland turtles, but I always called them a terrapin. I believe, according to the writer of the story of the tortoise and the rabbit, he called him a tortoise.
So
we got them. We got quite a few of them. Yeah, we've had them all the way through, but used to when the woods would burn off, if he's out there and that fire goes over him, it'll heat his shell enough that it'll kill him. So you could just find the old shells all over the woods where the fire would kill him. But we got a lot of them. Now, he eats bugs, worms, what he can find. And then he likes cantaloupe, and he likes tomato, or something like that.
Get in your garden.
Yeah, and he'll eat that. But he pays his way. And they tell me them things live to be 200 years old.
Yeah. You ever been called gophers?
Yeah.
What's a gopher?
Around here, most everybody call them salamanders. Of course, he's really not. Salamander, you know, is a thing like a lizard.
Yeah.
But this gopher is almost like a rat, only he's got big long toenails on the front to dig in the dirt, and he makes him a tunnel in the ground down all the way from 4 to about 8 inches. And he's got a good a compass because he can just stay the same level all the way through. I don't know, usually.
You'll be down to check it out.
Well, in plying, you know.
Yeah.
You hit his old run if you're plying about a certain depth and he's going across your field. Well, every time you get there, you'll just hit that run.
Yeah.
He's staying about the same depth you're plying.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got pockets up here on each side of his jaws. And he can take these feet and he can stick cut up grass or chufis or cocoa grass and nuts down in them pockets, and then go and he has him a storehouse.
Yeah.
He'll scratch the ground out and he'll store all this stuff up, and then he'll put a dirt seal on it, and it just stays there from 1 year. And of course, now your old cocoa next spring, well, that stuff will come up on him. And But your grass, it stays there quite often.
Yeah.
And if it's bad weather, well, he can just go to his storehouse and he can stay there a month at a time or what he got. And he'll get into your sweet potatoes and he'll cut one off the size of his hole down here, and he'll either drag or push that thing and store it. And so he can go back to it. And it won't rot when he stores one, it'll stay there all winter too.
Now, what kind of seafood
do
you get here? Y'all get any seafood?
Yes. You can get
shell.
Well, the old shrimp. And then somebody can get them old crabs if they want them. But
you get oysters?
Yeah, you can get oysters.
Uh-huh.
But most of it, you just go to the store and buy it off of the counter.
I see. You go and buy a couple pounds of shrimp?
They usually got it canned up.
Yeah.
Now, I bought some shrimp. It's in a bag at Piggly Wiggly not too long ago. I bought it to use for catfish bait.
What about the sort of things you get here in the creeks or bayou, like they like shrimp, kind of? You get
crawfish?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they are everywhere. Yeah.